And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 5th of April, 2025. The publication of The Bond, Our Kinship with Animals, Our Call to Defend Them by Wayne Pacelli was on this day in 2011. The founder of Animal Wellness Action, Wayne Pacelli brings us The Bond, a heartfelt, eye-opening exploration of the special bond between animals and humans. The Bond is an important investigation into all the ways we can repair our broken bond with the animal kingdom. John Mackey, the CEO and co-founder of Whole Foods Market, wrote, "The Bond is the best overall book on animals I have ever read. Brilliant and moving." The publication of The Soul of an Octopus, A Surprising Exploration into the Wonder of Consciousness by Cy Montgomery was on this day in 2016. Finalist for the National Book Award for Nonfiction, a Huffington Post Notable Nonfiction Book of the Year, one of the best books of the month on Goodreads, Library Journal Best Sci-Tech Book of the Year, and American Library Association Notable Book of the Year, one of the best science books of the year according to Science Friday NPR, and a New York Times bestseller from the author of The Good, Good Pig. This fascinating, touching, informative, entertaining book explores the emotional and physical world of the octopus, a surprisingly complex, intelligent, and spirited creature, and the remarkable connections they make with humans. In pursuit of the wild, solitary, predatory octopus, popular naturalist Cy Montgomery has practiced true immersion journalism. From New England aquarium tanks to the reefs of French Polynesia and the Gulf of Mexico, she has befriended octopuses with strikingly different personalities. Gentle Athena, assertive Octavia, curious Callie, and joyful Karma. Each creature shows her cleverness in myriad ways, escaping enclosures like an orangutan, jetting water to bounce balls, and endlessly tricking companions with multiple sleight of hand to get food. Scientists have only recently accepted the intelligence of dogs, pigs, birds, and chimpanzees, but now are watching octopuses solve problems and are trying to decipher the meaning of the animal's color-changing techniques. With her joyful passion for these intelligent and fascinating creatures, Montgomery chronicles the growing appreciation of this mollusk as she tells a unique love story. By turns funny, entertaining, touching, and profound, The Soul of an Octopus reveals what octopuses can teach us. The release of the documentary film Eating You Alive was on this day in 2018. This feature-length documentary reveals the truth behind why Americans are so sick and what we can do about it. Half of all adults in the U.S. struggle with chronic health conditions, including cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, obesity, hypertension, Alzheimer's, arthritis, and erectile dysfunction. Despite countless dollars spent on medical research, new drugs, and innovative technology to improve our health, more Americans are disabled and dying from chronic disease than ever before. Featuring leading medical experts and researchers, Eating You Alive takes a scientific look at the reasons we're so sick, who's responsible for feeding us the wrong information, and how we can use whole food, plant-based nutrition to take control of our health, one bite at a time. And here's a prayer for today by Carol J. Adams. God, I think I know about abandonment. I have cared for abandoned animals. To know of their abandonment tears at my heart. I have discovered dogs on walks without collars, without companions, without safety. I have worried for all abandoned animals, the dogs dropped off, the downed cows at the door of the slaughterhouses, the bunnies, cats, ducks left off in towns and cities, ponds and human-built creeks populated with beings that people grew tired of. Are commitments to another being that hard to keep? I should know. I too have felt abandoned, have felt so small, so fragile. But God, you are the one who really knows abandonment. We abandon you. Emerge, God. Emerge from my own abandonment. Are your angels really hovering in the sky? because I think I just saw one walking by, leaving paw prints in the snow, cloven tracks in the mud, a slug trail on the sidewalk, hoof prints. How near they are, how holy they are. A prayer by Carol J. Adams. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that we are here to love all creatures.